ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Israeli military has taken control of the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing with Egypt, a vital entry point for aid into the territory. Israeli soldiers are now on the ground inside Rafah, and the IDF says it has new information that Hamas militants have been operating in the area. Israel has called on international organisations to evacuate their staff from the area as its ground invasion intensifies. At the same time, Hamas has sent a delegation to Cairo for more talks to secure a ceasefire. Dave Harden is a former US aid mission director to the West Bank and to Gaza, and was a senior advisor to Barack Obama's special envoy for Middle East peace. And he joins us now. Dave, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia. Good to be back.
What can you tell us about Israel's presence in Rafah?
I think what we're seeing right now is the Middle East souk, the culture of negotiations in real time on social media and Twitter. And so what I see actually is almost a posturing by both Hamas and Israel on the negotiations. And Israel's kind of launch against Rafah may or may not be the big offensive against Rafah, but it clearly is designed to affect the negotiations in Cairo.
The two main aid routes into Gaza are now shut. How difficult will getting aid to those who need it be?
Well, I think that this is close to an impossible situation. I'm not sure Kerem Shalom is closed at the moment. It was a day or two ago when Hamas struck Kerem Shalom and killed three or four Israeli soldiers. And it's a little mind-boggling to me why Hamas would strike the kind of main pipeline of aid into Gaza. And that's in the south, close to Rafah, where, you know, 1.5 million people are. But now with Rafah, the kind of second lane into Gaza, under Israeli control and kinetic activity, I think that this is a very, very dire situation. There is an opening up north, which was recently opened, Erez. So there is some aid that's potentially getting into the north. But let's be clear. Cindy McCain, the World Food Program chief, has said famine in Gaza is ongoing. Samantha Power, the U.S. aid chief, has said the same. And so we're facing a real tragic situation for 2.2 million people.
You know what it's like to coordinate aid in Gaza. How would you approach this Rafah incursion if you were still involved?
Oh, that's a good question. And interestingly, the U.S. Just put in a new envoy, Liz Grande, who has a lot of experience in the Middle East, but not a lot with the Israelis. And I think that the geopolitics and the negotiations that are so overwhelming right now are going to deprioritize humanitarian assistance. And so I'm not entirely sure what there can be that can be done, actually. I will say this. One of the big pressure points on Netanyahu are the hostage families. And even though there are gaps between Hamas and Israel, and even though Israel seeks the destruction of Hamas, which may or may never happen, the Israeli hostage families, that is their priority, getting a ceasefire and getting those people released over an invasion of Rafah. And so I think, you know, if I were kind of working this, that's the point I would push.
Mm. Israel has ordered around 100,000 Palestinians to go to Al-Mawasi. Is the area ready for such an influx of people?
These are people that have already moved, you know, once, twice, three times. Al-Mawasi was the old settlement that was evacuated in 2005. It's been uninhabited for more or less. No, I don't think any of this makes sense. I mean, this is just, you know, an enormous tragedy on civilians. But further, it's not crystal clear to me that it's just 100,000. I mean, if there's 1.4 million or 1.5 million people in Rafah right now, 100,000 evacuate. I think you're looking more likely to see a chaotic, uncontrolled humanitarian disaster than anything else.
There's more, as you just mentioned, than more than a million Palestinians taking refuge in Rafah. Do you see this as the beginning of another mass displacement?
I mean, it could be. And I think that this is the red line for the Biden administration. And right now, the Rafah operation may simply be a negotiating tactic for Netanyahu. And if that's it, then Biden can probably live with it. But if it's a full-blown incursion, you know, with the intent to really hit Hamas hard, there will be an enormous cost to civilians, and that will be a red line. I will say there's one interesting point here. Both Bibi Netanyahu and Yahya Sinwar, the head of Hamas, have a common interest in extending the conflict. And so from that perspective, it cuts against any ceasefire prospects. And that's really unfortunate for innocent people. And by the way, for the hostages, for the Israeli hostages and their families. So all of this is we're putting, you know, humans and civilians second.
I want to take you to Cairo now, where ceasefire talks are expected to begin. Hamas says it has a delegation in Cairo. What exactly is Hamas offering?
Well, it's true in good Middle East negotiating fashion that they accepted the offer on the table by changing the terms a little bit more to their favor. And I was just reading the differences, you know, how many hostages are going to be released over a certain amount of time and whether or not people can go to the north and, you know, who gets released from Israel prisons and all of that. But, you know, I guess if I were the Israeli families that had their loved ones held hostage, these gaps don't seem material. And so I think that the Netanyahu government is kind of in a bind, and it could be that they go in hard for a limited period of time on Rafah and then can't stand the pressure, you know, strike a deal and walk out and declare victory, which actually wouldn't be victory, right? Because Hamas will still be standing. That we can be pretty assured. Hamas will still be standing.
And so that does not fulfill the objective they went in with 7 months into the war. Where does that leave Netanyahu?
No. I mean, look, this entire thing is absolutely tragic. I mean, obviously the Palestinians aren't leaving and neither are the Israelis, and they're going to have to figure out how to live together. But if you look at the situation right now, after 7 months, Hamas has retained control in the north, in Beit Lahia, back in Gaza City. The Israelis have not, completely wiped out Hamas and Khan Yunis. They're still in Rafah. And the Israelis love to say that 13,000 Hamas fighters have been killed. But what we don't know is in a population of 2.2 million people, where probably half of them are angry men who are hungry and aggrieved and hate Israel, how many of them joined Hamas since October 7th, right? It's not crystal clear to me that 13,000 may have been killed and 50,000 may have joined.
Wow. That's it's a stark way to put it. Dave, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Patricia. Have a good day.
You too. Dave Harden is a former US Aid Mission Director to the West Bank and Gaza, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.